drinking tends to increase when we get divorced and are in a co-parenting situation. And it typically happens for a couple of reasons. I think the biggest is to try to escape feelings, you know, to try to numb down feelings of loss or grief or anger or resentment.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
We're talking about co-parenting and alcohol and why that's a problem. And I'm Tamar, and this is Beth, and we're both coaches, and Beth specializes in helping women re-examine their journey with alcohol.
Yep, I help people, mostly women, yeah, re-examine their relationship with alcohol. And maybe they're okay with it, but maybe they're not. A lot of people drink more than they want to, actually.
Right. And I work on co-parenting, and we've talked a lot about how divorce affects alcoholism and just alcohol use. And that, of course, affects co-parenting when you are a divorced parent.
It does. What I've read, and I think we touched on this a little bit earlier, was that drinking tends to increase when we get divorced and are in a co-parenting situation. And it typically happens for a couple of reasons. I think the biggest is to try to escape feelings, you know, to try to numb down feelings of loss or grief or anger or resentment, using it like to try to escape. But also I think it ticks up because we may be going out more than we used to when we were married and having more of a kind of structured life, like we may be dating again or reconnecting with friends. And oftentimes in our culture, that means going out for drinks.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we're getting more social, and oftentimes in our culture, that means going out for drinks. And so we think of drinking as like a fun activity and something that'll help us, especially when we're hurting and we're like, we're going to go out, we're going to party, we're going to have a good time. But really, what does alcohol truly do to us?
Yeah, I mean, alcohol is a depressant. And although you will feel that like buzz initially, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're always going to feel worse than you did before. Alcohol, just the way that it works in the body, it takes you lower than your baseline. And especially if you're someone who deals with anxiety or depression, I mean, there's many studies out there that just say that it increases both anxiety and depression. So if you're drinking for those reasons, it may seem like it's working in the moment when you're first drinking, but it's really working against you.
Right. Okay. And so then when it comes to co-parenting, how would you think that it affects our co-parenting relationship if you're drinking?
Well, I mean, anytime we drink, even if we're only drinking one drink, honestly, it affects your sleep. And a lot of people are going to have more than one drink if they have a drink. So you're not going to sleep as well. You may wake up with a little bit of a headache or, you know, not feeling your best. That's going to affect your relationship with your co-parent and also how you deal with your children. I mean, you know, if you're feeling bad for any reason, like if you're sick or if you're hungover, you just don't have as much patience with your kids and you tend to be more reactive, which if you are co-parenting, you probably know being reactive is not a good combination.
No. Co-parenting. No. Yeah, not at all. Okay, so we use it kind of as a coping mechanism and we use it as something to enjoy and have fun. And in reality, it's going to make things worse. So like real briefly, let's touch upon, because you don't drink any longer and you help people with solutions and ideas and how to live their life, you know, alcohol free or with less alcohol. So like what are some better coping mechanisms? What are some things that we could do when we need to release or we're newly single or we feel like we need something?
Yeah, I mean, I do think connection is important. So I do think it is, you know, important to go out with your friends and connect and perhaps start new relationships. But I think a lot of people have never thought that they can do it without alcohol. Like you don't have to drink when you go out. We, at least for me, before I quit, I really thought that everyone drank and that it was just kind of expected. And it was something that we did, unless maybe, you know, we were a Latter-day Saint or Muslim. But right. It's not true. Not everyone drinks. And really, if you take the alcohol away, you will find that it is the people the atmosphere, the experience that's fun, it's not actually what's in your glass. So it's like realizing that first and foremost can be really helpful, because you can just try to go out and not drink. But, you know, other things are physical things, like going for a walk, being in nature, going to a yoga class. And then again, those are more behavioral. I do think that working on your thoughts and feelings are what really help you make progress. Like, you know, why do I feel the need to drink right now? And asking yourself, like, what would feel best? Like, should I get outside? Should I take the kids somewhere? It's really different for everyone. And some people, it's harder than others. But we all have things we enjoy. And a lot of times we put those things on hold because we always do just meet for happy hour, mom's night out. Like, there are other activities.
Yeah. 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 No, that's true. And I think especially when we're talking about divorce and co-parenting, I mean, you get in that situation where you need something to make yourself feel better, and you have a reactive situation or reactive relationship with somebody. And so it sounds like alcohol, as you know, is going to exacerbate that and make it worse. So in those moments, in those heightened moments with our co-parent, it's like, what do I really need? Do I really need to go out and have a drink with a friend and gossip about my ex? Or do I need to go for a yoga class or a walk or something with my kids? Or, yeah.
Yeah. I've had one client, she like took up watercolor. She's an amazing watercolorist now. Another one like started making jewelry. I mean, a lot of times you can tap back into things you like to do probably when you were a teenager, right? A lot of people started drinking in their teen years or in college. Right. But there's a lot of ways to be creative that oftentimes people aren't doing because they're outsourcing it to alcohol.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. Okay, so as co-parents, that's something that we need to consider as some other things that we can do. And those things are healthy things that we can also do with our children. It doesn't have to, it's like self-help time, but it can also be family time.
Exactly. And I mean, I realize in retrospect, I have been alcohol-free for more than 2 years. I'm just a better parent when I don't drink. I mean, you know, even though I wasn't getting bombed every night, you know, I'm just more patient. I'm not looking at the clock like, when are they going to go to sleep so I can have a glass of wine? My relationships with both of the men I co-parent with has just become easier. I think people find when they, you know, either cut down or take alcohol away that their lives are just more peaceful. You find more equanimity. And when you're operating from that space, you're going to be in relationship with people in a new and better way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's great food for thought. Thank you.
This conversation was with divorce and co-parenting coach Tamar Burris. You can find Tamar at tamarburris.com. And with Beth Purcell, you can find Beth at bethpurcell.com. It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF. to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.